Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Well, good morning. This is Steve Clark, and this is, day four, I guess, in this series on 2 Timothy. I'm not sure we'll get through the whole book, but, you know, I really, really appreciate the book of 2 Timothy. As I mentioned in the first day, that this is probably Paul's last writing that we have recorded here. He was in prison. He was waiting for his execution. And he was writing to Timothy, his lieutenant or his disciple, who he had worked with for many years. Timothy, I think, was probably in his 30s, somewhere in there. And he had worked with Timothy for some time, and these letters of encouragement to Timothy to just press on and be strong and fight the good fight of faith, to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, and talked about some of this the first day. But I really appreciate the book of 2 Timothy here, and I hope that you have a chance to read through it, maybe even, you know, every day read through this book. I've done that a few times. Just read through. It's only four chapters, and it's good to sometimes read it, not just one chapter today and one chapter tomorrow and that, but read through the whole thing in one sitting. It's not that long, and just to be able to ponder the whole book, because there's a lot of encouragement here, a lot of inspiration, and that's what this is. This is the daily inspiration, and so I just encourage you to do that. This verse that I read here this morning to start this off with was the second chapter, verse 19, and that's where we ended yesterday. And so the last part there is just, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And then it goes on, verse 20, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. So what's he talking about here? He says about vessels in a great house. There's, you know, this would be maybe like a king's house or something that he's referring to, that there's vessels of, you know, like different things that are made out of gold and silver, and different things that are made out of wood and out of earth. And he says some of those things are to honor and some to dishonor. I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about there in that picture, but I can have an idea that, you know, maybe there's some gold and silver pouring, you know, like pitchers or something like that, or even, you know, some real fancy glasses or something, or cups or whatever, made of these kind of materials. And then maybe there's some things like the, you know, the pot that they went to the bathroom on or something, you know, that were made out of earth or clay or whatever. And, you know, those were, in a sense, dishonorable, not necessarily that they were a bad thing or anything, but they were dishonorable things, and just one of the necessities. But he says some of these things are to honor and some to dishonor. And he's talking about, he's using that as an example. He says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, now he shall, well, I'll just finish that verse, verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. And I think the picture, what he's trying to get to here, is that things in our life, things that we do, he had just been talking about to study to show himself approved of God. And he's talking about those who are false teachers and how their word will eat like a cancer. And I think all of us are probably well too informed about what cancer does. It spreads in a body. It's bad cells that spread in the body. And those kind of things are can affect a Christian also. Those kind of, you know, attitudes or false doctrine, or, you know, going after lustful things, or pursuing after worldly things or sinful things and stuff like that. It can defile us. It can make us very very unclean. It can make us sinful, and we can, if we continue to go down that way, even if we are true born again Christians, we can actually lose our salvation by walking in the ways of the world and in sin, because God says that if you love the world, the love of the Father's not in you. And so it says, if you therefore purge yourself from these, meaning vessels that aren't pure and good and holy, righteous, the, you know, the Word of God, reading God's Word, and fellowship and evangelism, and these are all good things that we should be pursuing after, and not worldly things. And that if you do that, you shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. And here he, as I mentioned one day, I'm not sure what day, but here he has all these different similes or these different examples that he gives us. One, the first one was of a son, and we can picture a son in a loving family, and here he's instructing his son. And then he talks about a good soldier, talks about a, you know, and uses that as an example. Then he talks about an athlete, and he talks about a farmer, and he talks about a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing. And now he's talking about a vessel, that we can be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. God will use your life for a blessing to others if you are a vessel unto honor, if you keep yourself in the love of God, and you keep yourself from sinful things and worldly things even, God will use you. And so that's my encouragement. As Paul encouraged Timothy, it's my encouragement to you and to myself. And then verse 22 says, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So it's not just negative things, you know, purge yourself from these negative things, but he also gives you things to follow after. He gives you things to pursue after. It's not just the youthful lust that you're to flee, but you're to follow righteousness and faith and charity, which is love and peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And that's my desire. That is to have a pure heart before God and to follow righteousness, to pursue it, to pursue a godly life, to pursue walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lusts of the flesh, to pursue faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by his faith in God, and to pursue love, brotherly love, and love in our families, to pursue love, and to pursue peace, that we would have not be critical, not be striving about words and striving about details and being so consumed with things, but we would strive after peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And this is a beautiful picture of the church, those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. And I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about the people of God, the church, the called out ones, those that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that we would follow after these things with those that call upon with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Then it goes on in verse 22, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And we can so often get caught up on insignificant things and focused on inward things and lose out what God really wants us to do. He wants us to be a blessing to the world, to those around us, those in our world, our neighbors, our church people, our friends. We are in family. That's what he wants us to be, a blessing. Verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So here he says that he gives another simile, another example. Now this is the servant. So here today we've had vessel and servant, but the servant of the Lord, that he wouldn't strive, he wouldn't fight, he wouldn't be quarrelsome and those kind of things, but be gentle unto all men. And I think of the verse in James, it says, for the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I'm not sure I quoted that completely correct, but it's pretty close. So it's the servant of the Lord, not to strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. That's having ability to teach and being patient and being meek, in meekness instructing those who oppose themselves, not fighting with them, but trying to convince them that, hey, you're not going the right way. That the worldly way is not the right way. And being meek and just instructing people in that way to follow after the Lord. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. In that last verse, I'm going to stop with that one, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. What does that mean? That you mean the devil can take somebody captive but with his own will? You don't even have to will it? Well, the way I look at that is, the Bible tells us, the New Testament says, give no place to the devil. I believe that when we walk in the ways of the world, we're not pursuing after God. We are getting caught up with lustful things, covetous things, sinful things. We get into the devil's territory. We give him place. We let him get his foot in the door. And if we do that, he can take a person captive at his will. And it's like a snare. As we all know, a mouse trap, we all know different kinds of traps that people use to trap animals. Well, it's the devil uses things. He puts temptations in our brain, before our eyes, in our hearts. He's able to do those things, and unless we follow God's word and we are like what it says there in verse 22, that we are following righteousness with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We are together with our brothers and sisters, and we're united and joined together. Then we can be weak and fall into this snare that the devil has, because he has come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he is the deceiver of the brethren, and he wants the brethren to fight amongst each other, and that's some of the ways that he works. And so my encouragement to us today is to follow God and pursue righteousness, follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And to just pursue our walk with the Lord. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in today. And Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow. Goodbye.